Actually, and the day before, Sean, there's exceptionally high tides in Rosnaula this week, and two cars or a car were the last 2 days not only got stuck on the beach but got totally destroyed. Waves came up over it and just crashed it up onto the rocks and, as I say, totally destroyed it. One of them was a person that parked the car and gone for a walk and presumed that it was a lake. The second person was someone who was driving along and just got stuck in the sand. And by the time the locals came along to pull him out, the tide had come in quite quickly and a wave had caught the car and put it over on its roof, and it was just bobbing around like a duck in a bath. It was unbelievable.
And how often would that happen, Paul?
Well, it's not so unusual for cars to get stuck on the beach, you know, and someone goes down and pushes them out or tows them out or whatever, but it's very unusual for cars to be absolutely destroyed. Like, I mean, you know, the car this night was a practically brand new car, and it's just totally, it's still on the beach this morning, and it's just totally worthless. Like, I mean, as I say, it was bopping around like a rubber duck in a bath, and all the windows and everything, and just destroyed.